You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Speaking of incredible, we are joined by Sophie Scott Maunder from the band Soft Plastics to talk about the band's new single, Drown. I hear you're on the Northern Hemisphere at the moment, Sophie. What's going on up there?
It's very cold in London, where I am currently. It snowed last week, so that's sort of what I'm working with at the moment. It's quite different to being back home.
Yeah, I bet. Is this your first time over in London?
My first time, did you say?
Yeah.
No, it's my third, actually.
But nice.
I'm living here at the moment for the foreseeable.
For the foreseeable future?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
I'm doing long distance with the band.
Oh, right. Oh, incredible. Yeah. Wow. So you must have shot the video for Drown before you left.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we shot it just before, actually.
That's such a sweet note to end on.
Yeah. Well, not end.
Well, not end. I mean, in your stay in New Zealand, I guess. In your stay in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah.
Totally.
This is kind of a tangential, silly question, but were you and the rest of the band, you know, avid soft plastic recyclers when you all first got together?
Definitely. Well, I mean, no, I can't say avid soft plastics recyclers, but I mean, I do believe in recycling plastics in general. So, yeah, it didn't come from that though. No,
because I just remember, like, in 2020 was when I first heard of your tracks. I think it was either I Love My Wife or My World, Your Girl. I can't remember which came first, but I remember back then there were like no soft plastics recycling in my neighborhood, and now there's a bunch, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I lived briefly in Dunedin, and I remember when the countdown in town stopped doing soft plastics recycling. That was before we had even started as a band, though.
Oh, true. Yeah. No, I think it's gotten better now, but still a long way to go with recycling, I think.
Bring it back.
I wholeheartedly agree. In the first few moments of the video for the track Drown, there's a scene with you at an altar next to a gigantic monstera. Is that plant yours?
Yeah, it is, actually.
It is. Did you take it over to London with you?
No. It's being babysat. Yeah.
Man, I gotta say, you must be a good plant parent.
I am, actually. It's, Yeah, it's definitely one of my skills.
Is that a skill that you're transferring over to your new whare up in the Big Smoke?
At some point, yes. Currently, no. But yeah, I would like to get some plants.
Yeah, I think they make any area just lovely, you know. I think we're naturally attuned to enjoy plants near us, so just helps.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm getting better at being a plant dad. I'm currently babysitting a monstera at the moment, and when it came to me, the soil was like bone dry, and now it's looking good, and the plant is rejuvenating. It's growing a new leaf, so I feel more confident in my abilities to keep these beautiful things alive, which is
hell yeah.
Yeah, that's good. There's also a moment later in the video after you've laid down next to the monstera where you down a raw egg. I want to know, what was that like, and was it a one take wonder?
It wasn't a raw egg, actually.
It wasn't?
It was something else.
Oh.
This is funny. For some reason, that doesn't strike me as like a kind of highlight of the film, but it's definitely something that someone's already asked. it's actually a half apricot. No, a whole apricot, like a tinned apricot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they like look like egg yolks.
Oh, clever.
So yeah, it's movie magic.
Oh my goodness. Is that because you're vegan or you just didn't want to eat a raw egg?
I think I might have like gag if I eat a raw egg. I haven't like attempted it before, and I think I would be too scared.
Fair enough. I think I would be too. They seem freaky, and I don't want to get salmonella. I hear that's a thing that you can get from eating raw eggs.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm sure that's been debunked.
That's been debunked? I'm spreading misinformation? Okay, I'll stop spreading misinformation. Soft Plastics drummer Laura Robinson directed the video, and I want to know, you know, she's previously produced other videos. I think the other the other three videos you've got on your channel there. I want to know what made this time for her to direct the video rather than produce, you know, what she's been doing for the past wee while. What made this video the time for her to debut?
Yeah, Lorsey's been doing her little movies for a while now. Was working on, well, she created a web series called Burbs quite a while back, essentially about the Wellington suburbs, and each little like episode had its own story.
Mm-hmm.
She's very clever, creative, and funny, and I think we've been wanting her to like put her hand up to do more stuff for us because, you know, she's good at it. And this time she was game. So yeah, we just got her to do whatever she wanted and went along with it. And I think, yeah, it came out amazing. We're definitely very, very proud of the music video.
Mm-hmm. I think, for me, the video is top tier, but I don't know if it's better or on par than, I think it's the video for Darcy, where you just strap a camera to a cat's collar and it's just walking around. That is beautiful. That is lovely.
yeah, they're quite different production values, I think.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, both are great.
Yeah, the cat collar was really expensive, though.
Yeah.
The track itself is about, you know, kind of succumbing to your fear of taking on more creative or personal risks, and just humming along kind of aimlessly in your 20s, which is something a lot of people can relate to, myself included. Were you in that headspace when you wrote the song, or did that come after the fact of experiencing that kind of just, you know, aimlessness?
Yeah, definitely when we were writing the song, I was totally in a funk, I'd say, creatively, everything. Yeah, and I think it still continues to, like, I think it will always continue in one way or another. It's about pushing through and like, not being too precious about what you create, I think would be my advice to myself. Just have fun. Don't worry about the future so much.
I feel like it's you know, it's always harder for younger people today rather than, you know, younger people of 30 years ago or whatever, just because the basic ability to get a secure job and a house, you know, those are already tough enough. So anything beyond that already seems like it's a stretch, right?
Totally. And we're constantly being told what we should be doing with our lives when we're a certain age. Like, we should be buying a house or having children, and it feels really overwhelming to feel like you're not there yet, or you're like, that's not what you feel like you want to be doing. So,
yeah.
True. Yeah, there's a lot of different external factors pushing in on us as young people.
Mm-hmm. Like the economy. That's not a good time. I don't like talking about economics, so I'm going to move on. But yeah, I respect what you're saying. With last year's album, Set and Return, you added a track from 2020. You put My World, Your Girl on there, which coupled with I Love My Wife was, as I mentioned before, a massive entry point for me into your work. With your new project, however that may look, will you use any old material, or will it all be newer stuff?
Whatever we put out in the future, it'll all be pretty much stuff that people haven't heard of. Maybe in its earliest forms at some of our gigs from the past, if people have bootleg copies, maybe be able to, like, you know, tell that the song is old. But no, everything will be brand new content, so yeah.
Nice. Does that feel more vulnerable than including an old song on a project like, My World, Your Girl?
I think when we were first starting out, some of the songs that we released earlier on, so like that were on the album Loser and My World, Your Girl, they were sort of recorded in a like demo almost way, like it was a bit drafty. So putting those songs on the album completely rearranged and re-recorded, like, didn't really feel I don't know, just felt nice that we could almost like do it properly for the album, and have like better like production maybe because we could afford to do so. Yeah, and I think it necessarily feels vulnerable. I think it's just nice to like in the future it would be, I don't know if we would like re-record anything, I don't know. It's nice to create like a brand new body of work that no one's heard before. Feels more special for the audience maybe, or for us.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of brand new bodies of work, I imagine with your new long distance relationship with the band, now that you're in London, I assume that whatever might be coming down the pipeline will take a little bit longer?
Yeah, potentially. We've been working away at some stuff on the down low, but yeah, it will involve back and forth collaborations, long distance, so yeah, it could take a bit longer, but you never know. I do hope to come back to New Zealand pretty soon, so yeah, hopefully be able to get back into the studio.
Yeah, mean, that'd be awesome. Alright, thank you very much for coming on the program today. I want to know if we can expect any more tracks to come through from the old Soft Plastics before the year's end.
Not before the year's end. That's like a month away.
That's like 3 days away. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. No, if you said next year, I'd be like, how long's a piece of string? But, yeah, I don't know.
Approximately three centimetres. No.
Yeah. Keep an eye and an ear out. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Man, well, whenever that does drop, I'm very keen to have you on again. Thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Great.
It was great chatting with you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you very much.
See ya.
Bye. All right, that was Sophie Scott-Maunder from the band Soft Plastics. We're chatting about the band's new single, Drown, which you can find all over the internet on streaming platforms, so on and so forth. And you can also find an excellent video for the single on YouTube. Here is Soft Plastics with Drown. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Out in the floodlight, nowhere to rest my tired eyes, and no way of knowing when the hammer falls. The sun.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.